Philippians chapter 1 and verse 12. Tonight we're going to work on focus. We're going to work on focus, and I'll talk more about that in just a moment. But let's start Philippians 1 verse 12. Would you stand with me as we read from the Word of God? Paul speaking here to the church at Philippi, and he says, "But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel, so that it has become evident to the whole palace guard and to all the rest that my chains are in Christ. And most of the brethren in the Lord, having become confident by my chains, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ even from envy and strife, and some also from goodwill. The former preach Christ from selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my chains. But the latter out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. And in this I rejoice. Yes, and will rejoice." Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, I praise you, for you are God. You have given your Son, Jesus Christ, as the avenue for our forgiveness. Lord, we thank you for the sacrifice that was made on our behalf. Tonight, as we look into your word, Lord, I pray that you'll teach us, that you will instruct us, give us hearts to receive your word, give us eyes to see, ears to hear, give us understanding that we may be made better servants for you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. You may be seated. How many of you, or do you, have a focus problem? You ever have a focus problem? I don't. Man, I am centered all the time. Once I get something in my mind, you can't get rid of it. Except those times when I'm thinking about that one thing I'm focused on, and somebody says something and I turn my attention to them, and then whatever it was I was focused on is completely gone. Amen. You ever do that? You know, it's like the train derails and there's no getting that train back on the rail. Okay, so fact is, I'm pretty easily distracted, to be honest with you. I love that movie. I don't even remember the name of the movie, but whatever the movie was, it amused me that it was a little cartoon of, there were dogs, and anytime they heard the word squirrel, then their attention went that way. You know? Well, I'm squirrel, you know, and I lose sight of my focus very easily. Well, you know, there's some things we need to be focused on as far as God's concerned. Paul, I admire greatly his focus. That he never lost focus on what God put him on this earth to do. It was always in the forefront. It did not matter what happened. Paul was focused on preaching the gospel. Verse 12 that we read says, Paul speaking to the church there at Corinth, he says, "I want you to know, brethren, the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel." Now I want you to understand, when Paul wrote this, he's writing from Roman arrest, Roman prison. And Paul is trying to encourage the church at Philippi, because they're looking at him saying, I don't know if I want any of that or not. It'd be very easy to let that cause this church at Philippi to lose focus. To say, I didn't sign up for that. And Paul wanted them to understand that the circumstances that he was in at this particular time, being in house arrest in Rome, the circumstance didn't matter. What did matter was the result of his circumstance. And you know, he had every right to feel sorry for himself and to have a pity party, but he saw it for what it really was, and it was because he was focused. What that was a place and an opportunity for the advancement of the gospel. His circumstances didn't matter. Oh, Paul was preaching every day. It didn't matter if he was chained or not. He never lost that focus.
focus. You know, and as I thought about that, I thought, how often we get into that woe is me mentality. We get to looking at where we are instead of why we are. Okay? Paul never lost sight of the why. He didn't care about the where. He kept focused on the why he was here, to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And for the child of God, we also need to realize why we're here. Everything in this life is not about us. We're not here to enjoy life. We're not here to avoid trouble. Our purpose should, like the Apostle Paul, be the advancement of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we've got to maintain that focus. You know, I mean, let's face it, every once in a while life gets bad, right? Every once in a while people get sick. And if you're not real careful, you will get your eyes on the sickness and think about how bad you feel and what you're having to do to go through that sickness and deal with to endure that sickness. And you lose sight of that sickness just may open a door of testimony for you. Amen. That's focus, you see. Oh, Paul, he never lost sight of that. Yeah? Are you hurting today? Maybe life has dealt you a bad hand. You're disappointed and you're hurting. Well, look around and see what God's got for you in this circumstance of hurting instead of whining about the pain. There's oftentimes, I'm a good whiner. Are you? Yeah? It's because you know what makes me whine? It's when I lose sight. Or lose focus. Paul said, here's what I want you to know about where I am. I don't want you to worry about the Roman guards. I don't want you to worry about the chains that have got me bound. He says, I want you to know that what has happened to me has actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel. The advancement. Paul's saying, it's a good thing. Can you imagine? A man being chained to Roman soldiers every day, he's saying, don't worry about me, it's a good thing. I'm doing good. What an attitude. In verse 13, he builds on that and says, so that it has become evident to the whole palace guard and to all the rest that my chains are in Christ. He said, let me tell you what has happened. He said, the advancement of the gospel. He says, but I want you to know that I'm not chained to these guys. These guys are chained to me. Amen. Yeah? A difference there. The idea is Paul had preached so much to these guards that he was chained to that they knew why he was there. They knew he wasn't a common criminal. They knew he wasn't an enemy of the state. He was very simply a missionary of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And every day when somebody come in to guard old Paul, they were going to hear about Jesus Christ. I love that, don't you? Amen. That word palace guard there in verse 13. So that it's become evident to the whole palace guard actually literally means the army headquarters. Everybody that was in the Roman government or the Roman army in that area that had been exposed to Paul knew why he was there. So what's the lesson we learn? First lesson I want you to understand and to learn is don't let your circumstance take away your focus. You're here for a reason. You're here to glorify God. You're here to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. You're here to share what an awesome God that we serve. God has a purpose for you. Never let your circumstances hinder the zeal that you have for Jesus Christ. Because let's face it, we may not always feel like preaching Jesus. We may not always feel like talking about Jesus. But you know what? It's always appropriate to preach Jesus. And to talk about the wonderful Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. We go on. Look at the effect that it had on others. Verse 14 says, and most of my brethren in the Lord, having become confident by my chains, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Paul, the way Paul was responding was having effect on the other brethren. And others saw Paul, and it put a zeal in them, a desire in them. And while Paul was in prison, what was happening is other men were stepping up and preaching the gospel on the outside. When they saw Paul do it, they became confident. That word confidence is interesting. It means fearless. It said, because of what I'm going through, the brethren are becoming fearless. They're going to tell everybody about Jesus Christ. And you would think the threat of jail would make Christians afraid to proclaim their faith. But it was having just the opposite effect. As a matter of fact, if I tell you, you can't do something, what are you going to do? That's kind of the mentality that these guys had. They saw Paul. He's in prison. And the threat is, if you preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, you're going to wind up just like old Paul. And the brethren see Paul and say, that's all right. Let's preach the gospel of Jesus Christ anyway. It was an inspiration to others. You do realize that your conduct and the way you respond to the circumstances of life has an effect on other people.
Amen.
Do you ever get moody?
Amen.
Guilty. Guilty. I do too. Why do we get moody? So that we can be harsh and affect other people's day in a negative way, right? You know, I don't want people to know Brother Doug as this old moody preacher that it just depends on whatever day you met him, the preacher that you were going to get. I want people to know Brother Doug as the same today as he was yesterday. And the same tomorrow that he was today. And the day after that. A man who loved the Lord with all his heart. A man who had a desire to serve the Lord. A man that was willing, it didn't matter the circumstance, was willing to share Jesus Christ. That's why we're here. And you'd be amazed at the effect that it has on people. Have you ever seen somebody going through times that you knew they had to be broken on the inside, and they met you smiling? They had their focus. They had their focus. That's my challenge for all of us tonight. As we look at the Apostle Paul, you know, I mean, let's face it, it was not fun where he was. Life was not a barrel of roses at this point. But he was still an inspiration to others by the way he was responding. Even he was an inspiration to some, but there were some that didn't like Paul. You know that happens sometimes. Verse 15. Some indeed preach Christ even from envy and strife, and some also from goodwill. Verse 16. The former preach Christ from selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my chains. See, there were some that thought, well, I'm going to make Paul's life even harder. I'm going to preach this and I'm going to refer it back to Paul so that when they hear about it, they'll just be that much more hard on him. And you know what Paul's thought was? I don't care if they don't like me. Have you ever had to make a decision? I'm either going to please God or I'm going to please people.
Amen.
If you hadn't, you will. There comes a point where God takes the priority. And Paul, I love his response there. They're trying to preach Jesus and point the finger at Paul and hurt Paul. And Paul says in verse 18, but what then? What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. It don't matter, he's saying. They're envious, they're jealous, they're doing it out of jealousy against me. That's okay. As long as Christ is preached. Can that be our attitude and that be our focus? It doesn't matter what I'm going through, doesn't matter what I have to deal with on a daily basis, as long as Christ is preached. It doesn't matter how hard this life gets, just as long as the gospel of Jesus Christ is advanced. Isn't that why we're here? Again, the challenge. Quit looking at circumstances. Quit feeling sorry for ourselves. Again, you know, my favorite catchphrase, suck it up, buttercup. Let us have this kind of determination and zeal in honoring God, no matter the circumstance. Yes, there will be some that don't appreciate what you do. There will be some that don't like you. That's okay. It doesn't matter as long as Jesus Christ is preached. There will be others who will be inspired. And because of your testimony, they'll take a stronger stand for Jesus Christ. That's good. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Look in closing. Verse 18. And I read this a while ago, but I want to read the last line there. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. That's the focus. And in this I rejoice. Yes, and I will rejoice. You know, Paul had to tack that on the end, didn't he? He had to. You know what he's saying? He's saying, whatever, it doesn't matter. As long as Christ is preached, and in this I will rejoice. Can you look beyond your circumstances? Can you look beyond the chains, the Roman guards, and the prison, and the health issues, and the harshness of this life? Can you look beyond the people who make you angry? Can you look beyond those people who don't like you? Can you look beyond the circumstance you're in? And can you rejoice that Jesus Christ is Jesus Christ, Lord of all? Can you do that? Amen. I love when I ask people how they're doing this, and they say, I'm blessed. Don't you like that? I'm blessed. We are blessed. And as long as we keep our focus as being the cause of Jesus Christ and the ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we will be blessed. But when our eyes, you know, get out of focus and we look at the distractions, that's when we wall in self-pity. I've heard it said many times, we all have, there is no I in team. Have you ever heard that? Well, it's also true that there's no I in gospel. It's not about me. It's not about you. And you know, come to realize that the lesson we learn from Paul here is when we realize that it's not about us, there is a joy as we see the advancement of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm not happy. No big deal. I don't have to be happy. I don't like where I am. No big deal. It's not a requirement. I've got complaints. Big deal. As long as I don't let that unhappiness, those complaints be my focus, but instead I focus on the awesome God that I serve, I can be a productive child of God no matter where I am. Isn't that where we want to be? Isn't that where we want to be? I love the way the Apostle Paul approached this. And the reason he wrote it was because his concern was the Philippians would look at him and think, oh, poor, poor Paul. Poor, poor Paul. He's got it so bad. Paul's saying, don't feel sorry for me. Don't feel sorry for me. I'm good. The gospel of Christ is being advanced. I'm good. Don't feel sorry for me. You know, what I've discovered when I get into those woe is me moods, you know what I want? I want somebody to feel sorry for me. Don't we? When I start complaining, and I try not to do it around people in general. I do it around Beth a lot. Bless her heart. I want a little sympathy. You know, I'm reminded
I don't need sympathy. What I need is to fulfill my purpose upon this earth.
Amen.
You know? That has to be the goal of every one of us. Fulfill our purpose upon this earth. Now, we may not all be missionaries like the Apostle Paul, but that's okay. God has put you here for a reason. That reason is to be a living testimony wherever you are. Sharing the gospel whenever you have a chance. Sharing the goodness of your great Savior whenever you have opportunity. Let us keep the focus and not let the circumstances rule our lives. You may be here tonight. You don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior. I want to give you the opportunity to come to know the love of God. You see, God loved the world so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. Are you a child of God? Have you committed your life to Jesus Christ? Not have you acknowledged Jesus Christ? Not have you been baptized? Not have you went to church? Not even is your name on the church roll. Have you committed your life in trusting yourself to Jesus Christ, the Son of God? If you hadn't done that, I want to invite you, as we have this invitation tonight, I want to invite you to do so. Don't walk out of here without knowing Jesus Christ as your Savior. Will you come? Maybe you're here tonight and you've been going through some trying times. I mean, let's face it, everybody goes through ups and downs in life. Amen? Everybody has those good days and bad days, challenges, things we like, things that we don't like. Maybe tonight you're here and you're like me, you're reminded, you know, it don't matter. What matters is the furtherance of the gospel. Maybe it's time to, you know, kind of refocus, turn our attention toward our purpose on this earth. Maybe you're here tonight, you never followed the Lord in scriptural baptism. I want to invite you to come. Maybe you need to just rededicate your life. Whatever your spiritual need is, I'd ask you, listen to the Holy Spirit as He leads you and respond according to the Holy Spirit of God. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your Word. We thank You for the reminder, Lord, that it's not about the circumstances. Circumstances don't matter. That, Lord, we thank You that Lord, when life gets tough, the toughness doesn't matter. What matters is the furtherance of the gospel. Help us live in a manner, Lord, where the world may see how awesome our great God is. Lord, help us to remain focused upon the great God that You are and sharing with the world what an awesome God You are. In Jesus' name I pray.